Well, this is for the Right to Know Week.
Right.
So the first question would be, government transparency strengthens community participation in our democracy. So what are the practical benefits of proactively releasing information and inviting and managing community consultation on projects?
There's a highly compelling case for public participation, particularly in relation to the development of government service delivery options and policies. And there's a multitude of tools, but no one tool or no one size fits all. We need to manage community participation very well. And if we do so in combination with the release of government information, we're able to harness ideas, knowledge, wisdom and skills of the citizens and also non-government sectors that enable us to better develop and implement effective government policies and services that are more responsive to the needs of citizens. So if we are to combine the release of government information, we therefore are able to uphold the four fundamental principles of open government, and they are transparency, how the government responds, its actions, to public engagement, the effectiveness of government's engagement with citizens they serve. Three, accountability, how governments ensure that it actually is accountable to the citizens it serves. And four, the fourth dimension, technology and innovation. And that's how government applies innovation and technology to open data, to deliver transparency, and to promote engagement and accountability to citizens. Now, the Government Information Public Access Act provides a vehicle that enables us to proactively release information. And under that act, there are there's a mechanism called an Agency Information Guide. They're key, and they are a requirement for all agencies to establish a consistent mechanism for public participation in gaining access to information, but also to being informed about the work of government agencies and opportunities to participate in the development of services and policies by those agencies. And if agencies do start from that consistent base, there's greater certainty for citizens, and there is also a greater opportunity for them to be participative. So we have some wonderful examples in New South Wales where open data has enabled citizens to make better decisions, to be more informed. TripView is one example. And we also have the Data Analytics Centre that enables expertise to be applied to develop better ways of ensuring that we can provide information, share information, and encourage public participation.
And for a second question, every public servant has a part to play in facilitating open access to information and building the New South Wales community's confidence in open governance. So what are some practical steps that public servants can take in their day-to-day work to support open and accountable government?
You're right. Every public sector employee has an obligation in that regard. The Government Sector Employment Act provides the values that must be upheld by government sector employees, and they include promoting integrity and transparency. And we've already talked about the role of transparency and accountability in open government. If we look at the functions of government, I think you could summarise them as being advising, developing and serving. Government agencies advise ministers, cabinet, elected office holders and citizens, of course. They develop and enliven government policy and they implement election commitments. And they serve the government and the public, and they're responsible for the provision of fundamental services in that regard, such as health, education, transport and much more. But the steps that we can take fall under four key headings. Firstly, we need to demonstrate leadership and show a commitment to the government sector core values in increasing transparency and increasing information access. Then we need to know the process. We need to keep records and we need to provide information. So turning to each one of those separately, what can an agency do, or what can an officer of an agency do? They can ensure that they're familiar with the information release policies and practices so that they can mm-hmm. actually act in accordance with them. They can provide as much information as possible. They can understand the processes for an agency's authorised proactive release. That's the mm-hmm. information that they're allowed to release proactively. And they can assist people, they can assist citizens by directing them to agency information guides. They can tell them about the agency mm-hmm. and the sort of information that's held, or they can tell them about relevant parts of the agencies or other agencies mm-hmm. that might hold that information. Then, in terms of knowing the process, knowing how the work of providing information is undertaken by the agency, what are the responsibilities under the GIPR Act? Is there new knowledge that officers need to acquire? Who's responsible? Who are the managers in the agencies? Know the formal processes mm-hmm. and know the informal processes. Know what your website contains so that you can better direct people. And know who to direct people to, for example, a right to information officer. Then thirdly, keeping records. Now that's absolutely essential to integrity and open government. Now that's required to ensure that we systematically maintain our records, but also so that they can be easily located mm-hmm. and provided in response either to an access application or for proactive release. But there's also requirements under a general retention and disposal schedule that derives from the New South Wales State Records Act, and it's essential that those records are kept in accordance with those legislative arrangements. Finally, providing information. Providing all the information to the Right to Information officer who's managing the GIPR application, or also to the officer who'd be responsible for proactive release if they're different people. Ensuring to check all of your agency's record-keeping systems, databases, filing and storage systems, and where they might be likely to be kept. But also thinking about how we communicate. So not forgetting emails, notebooks and post-it notes, text messages, etc. Particularly
Social media.
Yeah. Thank you. And contacting the Right to Information mm-hmm. officer if you're not sure about that. Importantly, the IPC recently launched a new fact sheet on agencies' requirements on open access information mm-hmm. under the GIPR Act, because different agencies have different responsibilities. And that fact sheet sets that up very clearly, and it can be found on our website. Mm-hmm.
So our third question is, what part does the media have to play in the creation of open and accountable government? And how does this relate to the work agencies are doing to achieve this goal?
So the media has a very significant part to play, but citizens also have an important part to play in securing open access and also accountable government. So the media can help by raising awareness and stimulating public interest with respect to individual mm-hmm. issues, but importantly they can highlight citizens' rights to access to information. In 2016, the IPC conducted a community attitude survey to measure the community's knowledge of their right to access information and also to assess their views as to the importance of that right. So the results of the survey were that 89% of respondents articulated that the right to information is important. Now that was an increase of 5% mm-hmm. on the 2014 survey results. And 79% of respondents said that they were aware of their right to access information. So this is also an increase of about 5% on the 2014 results. So they're very pleasing results. So the media mm-hmm. and citizens can exercise their rights and receive information and participate in government processes and are stimulating an mm-hmm. awareness of that right, and galvanising community attitudes in this regard is essential mm-hmm. to doing that. I talked about public interest. Public interest is at the very heart of the right to information legislation yeah. mm-hmm. in New South Wales. It's a fundamental tenet of democracy. And the GIPR Act is a way of providing open and transparent processes for giving public legally enforceable rights to access information. That Act also encourages proactive release of information, and as I said, for agencies, and particularly officers of those agencies, looking to see how they can proactively release information is vital. That right enables citizens to participate in government decision-making and the development of policies and services. It also minimises the risk of corruption and enables citizens to hold governments to account. During Right to Know Week, which is the 25th of September to the 1st of October, we're talking about open and accountable government and the media's role in that regard. At the IPC, we're encouraging everyone to live stream Queensland's annual Solomon Lecture, which is a key event in the Right to Know Week. The lecture this year will be presented by one of Australia's most respected journalists, Mr. Kerry O'Brien. And that important presentation is to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Fitzgerald Inquiry in Queensland. Now, the lecture will be streamed live on the Right to Know Day on the 28th of September. And that's available. Can I read out the URL on www.ustream.tv/channel/the/edge/external-events. This year, New South Wales once again joins the open access jurisdictions in Australia and New South Wales to promote the right to information for all jurisdictions. And we're meeting on the 28th and the 29th of September in Brisbane to hear Kerry O'Brien and to discuss this important event. The event's designed to promote awareness of the fundamental right to information and its essential role in securing and enlivening a truly effective participatory democracy, one in which citizens can hold governments to account, engage with government from a position of knowledge, and ultimately build trust between government and the citizens it serves. So if you'd like more information about that event or any of our resources, you can visit the IPC's webpage to become a Right to Know champion and download a range of free resources and information. Thank you.
Thank you very much.